This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 73. Simone Braverman from IELTSblog.com shows you three IELTS tricks for a higher score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll get three tricks from our guest on how to do better on the listening test, the reading test, and how to strategically plan your study time by knowing your own strengths and weaknesses. Today, we have a guest on the IELTS Energy Podcast. Our guest today is an IELTS professional who helps people get the score they need on the IELTS exam, even when their English skills are far from perfect. She is the creator of the popular IELTSblog.com, where she provides tips, tricks, techniques, and exam questions to help you get ready for the test. Today's guest is Simone Braverman. Now, let's welcome Simone to the show. Hey, Simone, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today on IELTS Energy. How are you?
I'm good, Lindsay, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. We are glad you're here. And we know that you have been working in this IELTS field for 10 years. You have your IELTSblog.com where tons of students come to get great tips. So we have a feeling that you have some awesome insight into this exam. Is that right?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
I think so. I'm sure of it. So as we have you here today, I would love to see if you could offer us your top three tips for IELTS test takers. What are three pieces of wisdom that you could offer our listeners to get the score they need on this crazy exam?
Oh, you are so right about that. Well, let's see. The first thing I wanted to say is that IELTS is one of those exams that anyone, even a native English speaker, need to face prepared. Otherwise, they're not likely to achieve a fair score. So you need to prepare and use the IELTS exam structure to your advantage. And it will help you reduce errors and avoid losing marks. And it will also help you do things faster and gain more time to complete tasks. So,
okay.
In relation to that, here comes tip number one.
Okay, we are ready. What is that tip number one?
And tip number one is about how to use the structure of IELTS to your advantage. So, in the listening test, many people say there's not enough time to read the questions before the recording starts playing. And there is a trick to get twice as much time to read the questions, which is mostly needed in sections 2, 3, and 4, because they are the hardest. So, at the end of section 1, the recording is going to say, now you have some time to check your answers. And instead of checking your answers, go straight to section 2 questions and start reading them. Then
unexpected. That's a hot tip. I like it. Okay. Go ahead.
After 30 seconds or so, the recording will say you can now read the questions for section 2, but you are already halfway through the list of the questions. So you just keep reading on and you have gained another 20 seconds just by doing that. And you will still be able to check your answers at the end of the listening test because then you have another 10 minutes for copying your answers and at the same time you can check them. And this is just one example how you can use the exam structure to your advantage.
Okay, and this is where test practice comes in handy, right? Because we really need to know the fact that we have that gap of time between sections 1 and 2 to move forward and take a look at those questions in section 2 so that we know what to expect when the listening part comes, right? That's
great.
Okay. So understanding the test structure. Wow. Yeah. I haven't heard that tip before. I really like that. You know, we don't need to do everything exactly as it said, right? We can understand what's coming next and go ahead and do it our own way.
Exactly. And this is not breaking the rules. This is not some kind of gray technique. This is perfectly, acceptable to do that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's up to you how you use your time, and you need to be smart. That's what we talk about on IELTS Energy all of the time. We need to maximize our time, be smart about the time that we do have, right, Simone?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that tip. That's fantastic. What would be your second tip, Simone? How our listeners can finally conquer the IELTS exam. What can they do?
Here comes tip number two. And my tip number two is for busy people who don't have a lot of time for preparation. I think this pretty much describes anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
So you have no choice but to concentrate on things that matter the most to your score to achieve the biggest improvement in the shortest time. Okay. And so let's take about the reading test for a moment. When you have enough time to answer all the questions, your score can only go up. When you don't, it goes down. And most people say when they're just starting to prepare that 60 minutes for all these texts are not enough. So what do you do?
Good question. What do we do?
Yep, here's one secret. The order in which you do things in the reading test can save or waste your time. And here's an example. Many people think that matching headings is a very hard task that takes a long time to complete. However, if you do it in the order of paragraphs, this is the fastest way. So what you need to do is go to paragraph one, look at the list of headings, pick a suitable one. Then go to paragraph two, look at the list of headings, pick a suitable one, then do paragraph three and so on. This way you won't read a paragraph more than once, and it's a huge time saver. If you do this task the other way, if you go over the headings and you try to find a paragraph for a heading, you will be reading all the paragraphs multiple times. And you will be reading them over and over again. And that takes a long, long time.
Okay, so we're going paragraph by paragraph, one at a time. We're not inundating ourselves with too much information at one time. We're taking it bit by bit and piece by piece, right?
Yep. The most important thing is to go in the order of paragraph, not in the order of headings. This is the main secret. And here's another time-saving tip. And it's that in a paragraph, the first sentence very often has its main idea. And this means for you that it's enough to read just the first sentence and you will know which heading will be the right one for this paragraph. And if the first sentence doesn't help, then you need to read the second sentence and look for the heading again. And in rare cases, you will need to read the whole paragraph. But the less you read, the more time you save. And it's as simple as that.
Guys, if you're just getting started with your IELTS preparation and your exam is coming up in a few months, you don't have any time to waste. You need a step-by-step plan on how to prepare. We have the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. It's a free IELTS cheat sheet and you can download it in a few seconds. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/7. Okay, so you're saying that most of the time that main idea is really in the very beginning of the paragraph, right? So we need to look there first and we don't need to read the rest of that paragraph.
Yep, try the first sentence first and if it's not there, then read on.
Wow, I like it because I know that on the reading test, time management is a huge issue for a lot of people. They often feel that they don't know how to complete it with the allotted amount of time, right?
Yes, so you are so very right about that.
So having these little tricks, I mean, these are really little, easy little tricks that we can do in the way that we flow through the test to save that time and to get that tiny advantage. Because a lot of our listeners here at IELTS Energy, you know, they may have a 6 or a 6.5. They just want to move up to that 7. And it's just the little things that we can do that can make that difference.
Yep, little things do matter in IELTS.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what would be your third tip, Simone, as to how we can pass this exam and move on with our lives?
So my last tip is related to the fact that everyone is different and one strategy may work well for one person, but not for somebody else. And this is why it's very important to find out what you are good at and what you are not so good at. Find your particular problems and pay more attention to situations where you are more likely to make mistakes. So how do you do that? One good way is to do a practice test at home under real exam conditions. This means doing the listening test without stopping the recording. Just let it run and answer the questions. Do the reading test within 60 minutes and so on until you are finished. When you are finished, and this is the important part, analyze what happened. See where you had a problem. Was it the time management or not enough ideas for things to write or speak about? Or was it with wrong answers or what kind of tasks were hard for you?
Okay.
And if you find the problem with time management, then you go ahead and learn the techniques to deal with that. And some of them I already talked about. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Simone.
And if you don't have enough ideas for your essay, go over the list of topics that frequently appear in IELTS exams and think about things to say. And if you've given some wrong answers to in reading and listening, check versus correct ones and make sure you understand why the correct ones are correct and why yours are incorrect. And this will stop you from repeating the same mistakes over and over in your test, because what many people do, they just do one practice test after the after another and one again and once more and once more, and they repeat the same mistakes. So if they analyze what they're doing just once, it can save them a whole lot of trouble.
Okay, so you would recommend taking a practice test right at the beginning before we begin any kind of preparation course or any kind of IELTS study. Go ahead and take that practice test, right, to see where our weaknesses are so we know what to focus on?
Not exactly. I would recommend first learn the structure of the exam, what's expected of you, and then go ahead and do a practice test. And then you will quickly see where your problems are. And then once you've found all your problems, all your typical mistakes, write them down, make a list, and say to yourself, I'm not going to make these mistakes ever again every time before you start a new test. And this really works.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So be smart about how you're spending your time preparing for IELTS. Really understand yourself, right? Because as you said, everyone is completely different. Some people need more help with reading. A lot of people need more help with speaking and writing, as we know, but it just depends on each person. Everyone is prepared differently with their English skills throughout their lives. Yeah?
That's exactly right. And especially with many people doing self-study, it's very important that you diagnose your own problem, because there is nobody else who's going to do this for you. So at least do it yourself.
Yeah, that is huge. I like it. So let's see if we can recap your tips here today, Simone. So the first thing you said was during the listening section, or your general idea was, is to understand the structure of the exam. Understand what's coming next. So for example, in the listening section, while the person is reading the instructions for section two, or they ask you to go over and check your answers, you can move on and read the questions for section two. Is that right? Was that your first tip?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay, awesome. And in the reading section, where we know that time management is a problem, we can go paragraph by paragraph. We don't have to read the whole section at once and then try to match the headings, right?
That's exactly right.
Awesome. And then for the third tip, you said just understand your strengths and weaknesses. Take a practice test. Know where to really focus your time. Wow. Simone, this is great. These are great tips. And, you know, it's great. I can see that you know this exam so well and you've spent so much time going deep into this field. And so we really appreciate your taking the time to come and talk to us today.
Oh, I do appreciate the opportunity to talk to all of your listeners, because this is a very good chance for people to be able to increase their score. If they just implement those three simple tips, they will be they will get much better results.
Absolutely. So, Simone, where can our listeners find you online? Because we know you have a ton of content on your blog. Where can they go if they want to learn more about your styles and your method?
Oh, yeah. I would love to invite everybody, all the listeners, to our website at IELTS-blog.com. That's IELTS-blog.com, or you can just Google IELTS-blog and you will see it at the very top of search results. Just keep in mind there are lots of websites these days calling themselves IELTS blog, but there's just one, the first and the original IELTS-blog.com.
You are the original. I like that. I like that. So guys, we want to encourage you to go over there and check out what Simone has on her blog. She's been doing it for years. She's got a ton of content over there for you guys. So IELTS-blog.com. I like it. I like it. Well, thank you so much, Simone, and we hope to have you on the show again soon. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.